Good afternoon, Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete.
Hey, Pete. This is Sharon with Rip Train Trucking.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, did my driver call you?
Yes, he did.
I hope he wasn't
John.
In any trouble. Yeah.
No, he's fine. He's fine. We were trying to figure out if which documents we were going to draft up, whether it was going to be the one for no tax or tax, and I think... But, you know, I told them to consult with you. What we're doing right now is going to draft up docs for no tax, and then he said he was going to pay a balance, like the remaining tax. He's basically going to handle that himself. Is that correct? Or, okay.
Yeah. And I guess he's wanting to head up there Monday to pick it up.
Good. So, you know, I'm still waiting. You know, the funding department should have something in my hands in, you know, the next 15 to, you know, 30 minutes, and I should be able to send that over and get this started so we can, you know, have this all done by next week.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, is there a way that they could be, if you could have them all ready to be signed for Monday morning?
No, yeah, I was going to get them over to you later today.
Okay, I'm getting ready to leave the office until I won't be back till Sunday.
Okay, perfect. So I'll email them over to you. You can, you know, take a look at them on, you know, today or Sunday or whenever you get a chance. Send them back to me Monday morning, and we'll get this done.
Okay, so then it'd probably be, I'm just wanting to know so that I could tell the driver. Because if he shows up there Monday, he could go ahead and give the guy the difference, and maybe possibly Tuesday, we would be able to fund the rest, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking if we can't, if you get the documents back to me, I know you wanted to, you know, kind of go for a test drive, pretty much verify it's what you're getting into. But if you could get those to me, if you could sign them and get them back to me today, and, you know, we go on your command. If it's not what you want, we just simply tear up the docs. You know, we just don't fund the deal. We're not going to pay somebody, and you know, we can't. So
yeah.
We can always go that route.
I was supposed to get out of here at 1, and it's 1:11 now. I'm like, ah.
No, all right, well, if I can get those over to you and you want to get them back earlier, that'll help just speed the process up. I know where are you going? You're going on vacation, personal things?
Yeah, it's a horse camp.
Okay, so probably won't be signing any docs over the weekend.
No.
Well, if you can get them back either Sunday night, first thing Monday, it's a rarity, but sometimes we can actually get it all done in one day. So, like, if I get those first thing Monday morning or Sunday night, like I said, and then, you know, have this, get the wheels turning on it and get it all done.
Yeah.
It's not totally out of the scope of possibilities to get to be driving off on Monday, but I would plan for Tuesday for the most part.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that. And I'll try to sign him and email him back Sunday night.
And John also wanted, perfect. Yeah, John also wanted to know the exact number as far as, like, first and last months and things like that. I'm actually going to touch base with Ruben real quick just to make sure, you know, what he has to do on his part when he gets down there.
Yeah, okay. Well, I told him it has to come out of Road Train Trucking account. You know, because Road Train has to buy the truck first.
Yeah.
He can buy it.
Exactly.
And I told him it'd be $770 plus $770 plus $250.
The $250 is going to come out. Again, I'm just going to double check and verify with Ruben because he's the underwriter on these equipment deals. So I'm going to just double check on everything as far as numbers go. But yes, that's first and last month, and then the ACH fee, which he doesn't have to pay per se to the vendor or anybody. That's just going to come out of your bank account. So that's more of like he's got to pay you.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you take the first and last out of the bank at the same time too, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go double check that's going to also be pulled out right then and there. And so basically, I think all he has to do is show up and pay the tax, which is like $1,337, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay. He's wanting to put a rush on it because the guy's telling him that somebody else is trying to get financing now for it.
Well, we have docs, so.
Yeah.
All right.
So. Okay.
All right, we'll get this done this weekend.
It's sad if you're trying to get the financing all done on it and he turns around and sells it to somebody else.
No, that would be, I don't think that could, if the other people, whoever they are in the process of getting it, they're at least still another day, you know, it's Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
If they don't have documents, like, you're going to have documents in your hand by the end of the day. I doubt that that's going to be the speed at which they're going to be able to move.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I had to get titles from heavy trucks, so, you know, we got all that. So there's definitely a couple extra steps that it's going to slow whoever else is trying to get that as well.
Okay, good.
Don't worry
about
it.
Well, John, don't stress. Don't worry about it. We'll get it.
Alrighty. All right, take care, Sharon. Have a good time on your little vacation.
All right. Thank you, and you have a good weekend.
I will. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.